With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy now to be talking with Nancy Waddell, the Hamilton Wenham High School girls soccer coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you very much.
Been a while. And first of all, I want to congratulate you on the year that you guys have had. I'm reading the Salem News article. You've won 14 in a row going into this game or including this game?
We're 14-1-2. I don't honestly know how many.
I got you.
We've won in a row. It's been quite a few.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. All right. I want to get to that. And Hamilton Wenham seated number 2 in Division 4 girls soccer, which is pretty darn cool. And let's go backwards. Let's start with the most recent and go backwards, Coach. The opening round for you guys was against Bishop Connolly High School. Where are they, first of all? Where they come from?
I believe Fall River.
Whoa. Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit about how you prepared for that game and, of course, the what the game was like, because pretty big score for you guys.
Right. It was we didn't know what to expect. I had never heard of the school before. Obviously, they probably hadn't heard of us either, just because of the distance between us. And we'd never had the opportunity to play any, obviously, out of league and the way the tournament used to work. We never would have seen each other. But I think the hardest part was that we had a week in between our final regular season game and the tournament game. And that's just a long haul waiting, I think more mentally than physically, trying to make sure that you're physically prepared. But just having the mental toughness to wait out a week to be able to play. So we knew a couple things about the Bishop Connolly team, but really not much. We just knew that if we went out and played our game and could get into our rhythm pretty quickly, we thought we had the upper edge in the game.
I see really only two other schools in the tournament that you guys that your girls are familiar with. And, one of them, of course, is Ipswich High School. The other, Manchester Essex. Did you play Manchester Essex also this year?
We did. We played them both twice. Also, we have Amesbury in Division 4 with us.
Okay. I don't see them, but I'll find them somewhere. Yeah. And St. Mary's, of course, is there. All right. So tell me now about this game, because it looks like some of your players who have been stars all season long did the same thing in the opener.
Completely. Our leaders out there on the in the scorebook have been Claire, Jane, Lily, all year long. And, Claire with 4 goals. I didn't even realize she had that many. Just kept going in. Jane had 2 goals. And Lily had 2 goals and 5 assists.
Holy cow.
Just think is unbelievable. Couple of them coming off of the most perfect corner kicks we could have asked for. Mm-hmm. So clearly all 3 with great games yesterday.
Were you able to get, during the course of the season and the tournament game, were you able to get some of your younger kids in to get some experience?
Yesterday we got every single player in. Throughout the season, we were very fortunate. This hasn't been the case many years, where if we were up by a couple of goals this year, we were able to get some players in. Mm-hmm. Certainly it's never as much as you'd like it to be, but they've seen the field, and yesterday they got, I'd say, upwards of 25 minutes out there, and they were tremendous. They showed how hard they worked all season and that they were ready to just keep things going for us.
Give me a little bit more information, Nancy. I've seen all your emails over the course of the season, and thank you for those updates every night. Tell me about your captains. We'll start with them.
I have 4 great captains this year. Three of them are 4 university players, Kara O'Shea, Libby Collins, and Claire Nistel. And they've been through it all. They've been through the ups and downs. They've been through a COVID season. They have 2 Cal championships to their names. And let me just add in, my third is Jackie Chapdelaine, who is our star marking back, who's a 3-year varsity player. Two of them have had older sisters go through the program, so they've actually been connected even longer than just their 4 years here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a real mix. We've got 2 forwards, we've got 2 defenders, we've got a quiet one, we've got a loud one. they do a nice job offering to the team what is needed, and offering to me any insight on what's going on with the team. you know, I reached out to them. We learned that we had the opportunity to play, move our game from, it was supposed to be Wednesday, we would have thought, and got moved until Tuesday, so I was able to check in with them, just, you know, what do you think? And it's great just to have those, leaders out there who can share with me what's going on for the team, and especially if we as coaches are missing something. They are working really hard with me just to keep the team on an even keel, and really trying to bring everyone into the mix, and you know, hoping everybody knows how important each and every game is.
I'm glad you pronounced Claire's last name for me, because it looked like she was missing a vowel at the end of the name, so I appreciate that. You know, you mentioned the lost season, and I haven't had a chance to talk with you. I've tried to ask the coaches about it and how the kids have responded. Were you able to have spaghetti dinners back again this year?
We have had our team dinners. Some of them have been outside.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have been sort of regular team dinners. I don't know for sure, but I believe, if not all, probably just about all are vaccinated, which has really helped us this year anytime COVID has come near the team. We've been healthy. Not right now, we're just dealing with the regular cold.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funny. You forget that you have to deal with that stuff. But this crew, the success of this team actually started last year during COVID. We had great leaders last year. I think you remember talking with Abby Sturm,
mm-hmm.
and Maddie Rosted, who just, in a year that you had to be able to just, whatever came up, you have to be able to deal with it. And I think that going through that last year as sophomores and juniors, the kids who are now juniors and seniors, I think they learned a lot from that and learned that soccer was still there for them, and it was a great escape, and probably everybody's favorite part of the day was getting out to practice or play. And it wasn't what we were used to, but it was fantastic, and I think it helped us this year not take the game for granted and just know how much we love to be out there. And you know, I think capping off last year with another Cal championship was just a great statement for how hard these guys have worked.
Absolutely. I don't think it's lost on anyone either that, you know, even though things seem to be so much better right now, when you go to practice, when you go to a game, it's like, this feels good. This feels really good, because it's almost back to normal for coaches and players.
It is. So the way we feel it is, there's no handshake after the game, it's a very strange feeling,
mm-hmm.
not be able to show that respect to your opponent. And, you know, you try and wave and you try and get people's attention, but I've really missed that piece.
Interesting, yeah.
And the second piece is just the fact that when we get on a bus to travel, we put a mask on.
Yep.
And the girls are perfectly okay and used to that now.
All right. As we go to the next round, it's interesting. All the locals have done well. Hamilton, Wenham, Ipswich, let me see here, Manchester, Essex, and Amesbury all moving on in the tournament. And you're familiar with everybody, so tell me about your opponent, Ipswich.
You know, you never like to play somebody for the third time. We know that they've got some very dangerous players. We know that their young players have really developed as this year has come along. So we've got to be at the top of our game, and we know that Ipswich will be as well. They know our strengths. They're going to know how to capitalize on any weaknesses that we have, and we've got to be at the top of our game to win a third one from Ipswich.
Okay, and the game is that 2 p.m. tomorrow?
2 p.m. tomorrow, right.
All right, and that's at home at in Hamilton?
Correct.
Awesome.
At the stadium field at the high school.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to the next report, Coach, and we'll talk again. But in the meantime, good luck, and thank you for taking the time today, Nancy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate talking with you.
Take care, Coach. Yep. Bye-bye. That is Nancy Waddell, who is the Hamilton-Wenham High School girls soccer coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.